Mr. Secretary, there are a number in the group who are particularly interested in one question. I'm a little surprised they haven't already asked it, but it's bound to happen to you. The question seems to be, what is an adequate price support?
Well, that's a long speech, isn't it? And it's one I'm not going to make today either, I'll tell you that.
We were a little afraid of that, but the question had to come out.
Sure. But in broad terms, isn't an adequate price support one which eventually gives to farmers parity of living opportunities with the balance of the people in our economy? Isn't that what we're striving for? We're not striving, certainly, for any class advantage for farmers. That's a thing. We know that as we look back over the corridor, down the corridor of history, that farm incomes across the averages in this United States have always been below the averages of non-farm income. And we also know that in terms of living opportunities, in terms of enjoying the improvements of a high-level democracy which this country has, that farmers are still not on an even plane with the balance of the people in the economy. So it seems to me that the objective of a price support mechanism is to give stability to income to farm income, and give a level of it which will eventually help farmers get up onto a plane, or get on a parity level, in parity in the broad sense of the term, with the balance of our economy in terms of all of the things which go to make up a decent American high-scale plane of living. And I want to say this, that I don't think you do it alone with price support. It's going to take many, if not all, of the other programs. It's certainly one of the antecedents, or one of the collateral programs, might well be a very effective and broad-scale crop insurance program. Certainly an REA program has gone a long ways to bring some of the benefits of modern living into rural communities. And nobody recognizes any better than you folks do here that we couldn't have had a very good REA program, or a very expansive REA program, without some kind of stability of income for farm people. Because if farm people haven't got the money to pay for the power, or haven't got money to pay for the installation, then REA isn't going to move very fast. Nor neither is any kind of a rural telephone system, which they are talking about down in Congress today. And I think finally, nobody really thinks that you'd ever have a very sound conservation program in this country if you didn't have some kind of stability of prices. Because out in my part of the country, as the prices of wheat went down in 28, 29, 30, and the succeeding years, people planted more grain, trying to make up for the low price. And as a result, they mined the soil. They didn't follow even the good farm practices that they knew of then. They didn't restore the fertilizer to the soil. They didn't do any of the things which makes for a stable economic, stable agriculture in this country. And I don't mind adding this one, which it seems to me is in the book, that what we also ought to be thinking about in terms of a rural program, price support program, is one that will help maintain a rural America, that will prevent or at least in part counteract the trend toward larger farms and fewer people in rural communities. I think one of the basic essentials of any, of the total economy, is a healthy, rural, substantial population. And and one of the ways to get it is by stabilizing income at reasonable levels in rural areas. Because every time we go up and down in sharp declines and inclines, we knock off a few farmers and tend to have a concentration of ownership of our farmlands. I said it would have to be a long answer.
Thank you a lot, Mr. Secretary.
At this point, a New York man asked if the department had made up its mind yet as to whether it would recommend flexible or rigid supports.
No, we haven't, but we are sure looking like the dickens to get ready to. We'll have it up there in 30 days.
In 30 days?
I hope so. I said 30 to 60 some time ago, and then I said... And then about two or three weeks later, I said 30 to 60, and I said, gee, 30 days is already gone. So I confessed a while ago that perhaps I was taking in too much territory when I told the Congress in one of those early sessions that I was going to come up with our recommendations. And it may prove to embarrass me someday.
Here, the Secretary was asked if the Production Marketing Administration's recent meeting in St. Louis had decided the issue. Unfortunately, we were not able to pick up the question from the other side of the room, nor could we get the Secretary's full reply, though he denied that the PMA had settled the matter. He urged the radio and newsmen to remember there was more taken up at the St. Louis meeting than just the question of support levels. A New York Times correspondent then asked, there are reports current that time is taken because the department is writing an entirely new farm program.
I think it's a pretty careless fellow who will run around trying to answer all the rumors. So I just don't think that one isn't well-founded at all. But I do say to you, that what we go to Congress with is going to be much broader than just the simple price area and the price support area. Because what we went to Congress with a year ago was much broader than that. And what we hope to go back up with will be a much broader program. As a matter of fact, the bill that Senator Aiken introduced originally in the Senate was much broader than just plain price support. I don't think that he believes, and let me say this, that I have the most profound and high regard for Senator Aiken and his desires and his services to farmers. I don't think he intended to get the whole job done with just by just moving up and down with prices of a particular commodity or group of commodities.
A Nebraska man, also on the other side of the room, then asked, Mr. Secretary, something has been said about the department's plan to gear livestock prices to the price of feed grains. Does that mean that you plan to bring cattle and sheep into the price support program?
Again, not addressing myself to the rumor or the other comment. But just to the facts of the situation, of course, there is authority to extend price supports to livestock. In 42, we extended price supports to pork. There were some difficulties about the program. We hope if we're called upon to extend price supports to pork again, or to hogs, that we'll have learned considerable from that experience and that we will have a very much improved program. To my knowledge, we have not extended a price support program to cattle. But the authority to do so is clearly within our statute.
This phase of the conference discussion brought most of the price support questions to a close, though the conference continued for some time on other farm topics.
Well, questions and answers just heard were a part of those included in a press conference with Secretary of Agriculture Branham at the 1949 National Farm Institute in Des Moines.